I talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I ask His forgiveness, as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. Yeah, if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross to save us from sin. And I, you know, I've said it over and over again. The only way you can be grateful is to say, Lord, thy will be done. That's the bottom line. Everything else is just hypocrisy. Just playing a game. You can get yourself to relay out of gratitude to the Lord of glory. Just say, Lord, thy will be done. Do with me as you see fit. Use us for your glory. God, there's nothing. If you don't do that, you're going to end up doing some stupid thing out there, doing the way Dave Wallner program, and doing your own thing. Everybody has their own idea about things. And you're just going to follow some kind of delusion. Mm-hmm. If you cannot come to a place where you can truly from your heart say, thy will be done, believe you me, you're going to be doing something. You're going to be doing your own idea. Mm-hmm. The world is full of people's. You get their own idea. It's harvest time right now. It's exactly what Jesus said, let them go grow. And at the end, he'll send forth his reapers to collect out of his kingdom all things that offend and all that do iniquity. And we're in that season of time where Babylon is falling. All this diabolical infrastructure all coming down. That whole Hutterite nation, that Amish nation, the cracks are showing already, and it's all coming down. And 2 years, 3 years from now, there's nothing left of it because Babylon is falling. In the week of Daniel, it's all the restoring of all things. And in order to restore it, you got to destroy everything that's of the devil. At the end of the week, there's no more devil. All his infrastructure, everything that he represented, all his governments, they'll all come down. Harvest time, harvest time, the Savior's calling, the grain is falling. Oh, do not wait, it's growing late. Beyond the fields are white, it's harvest time. I love to see the golden riches, the hoarding mob for selfish gain, the toils of hands for ease and comfort. I look again and see the falling golden grain. Harvest time, harvest time. The Savior's calling, the grain is falling. Oh, do not wait, it's growing late. Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. Say not for months, then comes the harvest. For ripe the grain, ready to yield. Work while it's day, for night is coming. Lift up thine eyes and see God's neat harvest field. Harvest time, harvest time. The Savior's calling, the grain is falling. Oh, do not wait, it's growing late. Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. And when I stand before the Maker and give account for what I've done, then may He hear Him saying to me, well done, my servant, you the crown of life have won. Harvest time, harvest time, the Savior's calling, the grain is falling. Oh, do not wait, it's growing late. Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. Oh, do not sleep, while souls are dying. Awake, arise, there's much to do. At any price, seek hard to win them, and then I'm sure there'll be a crown of life for you. Harvest time, harvest time, the Savior's calling, the grain is falling. Oh, do not wait, it's growing late. Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. I prayed a prayer, help me be faithful, and all my work for Christ the King, to never waste the precious moment. Then when at last I fill my trophies to Him bring, harvest time, harvest time, the grain is falling, the Savior's calling. Oh, do not wait, it's growing late. Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time. it's too late to do the sowing. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't have any results. Mm-hmm. Every time we go out there and try to sow some seed, we get backfired. But it's harvest time. What people have done mm-hmm. over the years, that's what they did. They sowed. Imagine, like, when in the spring of the year, you went and you got the best of the seeds, and you know, even ordered some from Germany or somewhere, good seed, good corn seed or something. And then you put them in the garden. Now you get out there, you get, it's harvest time. You can have the apples and everything that you see is sowed. But you had to sow it at first. You know, you sowed some good stuff in there. And it's the same thing in the spiritual. You sow some good seed, and that's what you and I have done for the last 30, 40 years. We sowed some good seed. We went out and we saw something that's worth sowing for. We were in that Hutterite colony. We saw it was not a good tree. No matter how hard you try to make that thing work. My dad, he worked overtime to make that tree function. One day, done, and it's not a good tree. Mm-hmm. I went and told him, that tree, that Hutterite tree, is not a good tree. It said, plant the good tree. And that's what you and I did. We could not promote that Hutterite thing because we know it was not a good tree. It was not of God. So that's what we went and did, and we found out the only thing that's worth mentioning here in the Church of Laodicea, after much suffering and we terminated losing everything, then the Lord brought us to the thing that's really worth fighting for. It's mm-hmm. this dear truth of Brother Venom and Brother Jack. That's the only thing. And Laodicea, anything else is not a good tree. You're not gonna end up having a good crop because everything else will be thistles and thorns. Your own idea, that Hutterite tree is just thorns and thistles. And the eyes of eternity and the mm-hmm. eyes of God. And anybody that builds on it, he'll end up with nothing. Just with thorns and thistles. Just with more of the same because it's not a good tree. It's that simple. I'm grateful that the Lord did with us what we did. But he did. He got us to lose everything and then he would give us, allowed us to see exactly what's going on in Laodicea. And all we're doing now, we're putting it out there, and it's for whosoever will. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
When I look around and see all the good things God does for me, I know I'm not worthy of them all. For his pleasure he truly gives. I owe my life to him,
cause I've got so much
to thank him for. And I got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for. You see, he has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Sometimes while I'm on my way, I'll stop and I'll kneel and I'll say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven's shore, oh, please let me kneel once more, cause I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for. You see, he has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Sometimes while I'm on my way, I'll stop, I'll kneel and I'll say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven's shore, oh, please let me kneel once more, cause I've got so much to thank him for. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise God for. You see, he has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. You may wonder why I choose to live this way. And you may wonder how I make it through today. Well, I found the answer when I fell down on my knees. I would rather live for him more than anything. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I'd rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay, but it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I've given him my everything, now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay, but it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I've given him my everything, now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, and to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. Yeah, all these earthly things, they will ruin and decay. The people, they don't believe us. They don't believe that. Mm-hmm. The midnight cry and the countdown and October the 15th, 2021, the 70th week of Daniel begins, restoration of all things, the destruction of Babylon. Babylon is falling. It's falling. It started October the 15th. It is a 7-year period. There'll be no more Babylon. None of this relates to structure, not all that materialistic thing people have put so much hope in, and everything in their houses and their wealth and all their things. They're not doing the right thing. They're not doing like you and I. We put our life on the line. We went and found out something that's really worth it, and then we found it, the ministry of Brother Branham. That's the only thing that's worth anything in the church, Asia, to see. Anything outside of that, it's like growing a garden with weeds. It's like putting weeds in your garden, putting wild oats in your garden. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Anything outside the ministry of Brother Branham and the Brother Jack and the Church Aid to Laodicea is just not going to be fruitful. You can, no matter how you try to make it fruitful, it's just not going to work. Torch and tissue. That's all it is.
That's all it
it's
is.
Something the devil seeded way back. Back then, and now it's coming to fruition. Everything is coming to fruition. Like I told you about, we went to see that, into that funeral. Oh, my uncle saying, oh, we saw the fruit of it. Absolutely no Christianity, nothing about no Jesus. Mm-hmm. That whole infrastructure. He built himself that whole Armstrong. It's nothing but wood. He and stubble. It's not even that. Just a pile of garbage. Just a bunch of filth to take you out to hell and death. That's all it is. And the only thing here in the church, here, the latest is this very message here. God set it up that way. There's not going to be two channels. The Lord knew that you and I, we're going to be faithful. We're going to say it the way it needs to be said. And there's only one thing left, and the only two people that are promoting that, telling the people out there that nothing left. It's harvest time, and we're here right now at that era of time where Jesus said, let them both grow. At the end, he'll send forth his angel to take out of his kingdom all things that offend. That's what the 70th week of Daniel is about. Oh, to remove all things. Babylon is all offenses. These are all things that offend. All these religions, all these phones, all these Amishes, all everything that's not connected to that prophet that God sent, and to that angelic ministry. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. Anything outside of that, he'll take you to hell and death. We've been beating the drum here for 40 years, and what the devil does, he makes sure nobody finds out about it. He's like they did back in the days of Isaac, that where his enemies, they came and plugged his wells, you know. That's what the devil does. He's plugging his, working overtime to plug his well here, to make sure nobody finds out. Then when he makes it appear like we're the boogeyman, we're the bad guy, that's all just plugging the well, plugging the truth, making sure nobody finds his ear truth. Well, we just keep chipping away. That's not our job, to open up the hearts of the people. That's just something that we're just doing our job. That's it. In the beauty of the lily, Christ was born across the sea. With the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. Let he die to make us holy. Let us die to make all free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Matthew 13. Oh, it started in verse 24. It's very important to get the drift of what's going on out there right now. See, Jesus said, my word, they're life, and they're spirit. It's not a game. We're not playing a game. We're putting everything within the confines of Scripture. And he presented them with another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a person who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was sleeping, the enemy came and sowed seeds and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. See, when the plants were sprouted up and bore grain, then the weeds also appeared. And the other translation, I'll try the other translation. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. And that's what Jesus did. He sowed the truth. He sowed good seed. But while men slept, his enemy came, that's the devil. The devil came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And these tares that he sowed, this is false doctrine. Just false religion, false doctrine. And among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. But the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence come hath then the tares? He said unto them, an enemy had done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou that we should go and gather them up?
But he said, nay, whilst while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles, and burn them, but to gather the wheat into my barn. I'll use this other translation here. He presented them with another parable, the kingdom of heaven, like on the person who sowed good seed in his field. Like I say, that was Jesus Christ sowing good seed. It's 3.5 years of his ministry. He was sowing good seed. But while everybody was sleeping, like Paul said, after our departure, grievous wolves come in. When the fathers fell asleep, that's what happened. But while everyone was sleeping, an enemy camp sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. He began to bring in these antichrists with false doctrine, false teaching, and that's how he sowed it, that early church there, false doctrine. But while everybody was sleeping, an enemy camp and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the plants sprouted and bore grain, then the weeds also appeared. So the slave of the owner came and said to him, sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Then where did the weeds come from? He said, an enemy has done this. So the slave replied, do you want us to go and gather them? But he said, no, since the gathering the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At harvest time, I will send forth the reapers, first to collect the weeds and tie them in bundles and be burned, but then gather the wheat into my barn. And that's what's been going on. The 2,000 years of history, like back in the early church, Jesus sowed good seed, and the devil and these antichrists, they sowed bad seed, and it's all doctrines that you can go back and read the rest of the parable, how the Catholic Church brought in this, all that garbage throughout the Dark Ages, and then the Reformers came in, and now here we're living in the last leg of the journey, and exactly what they're doing. What's going on out there, you may wonder, what's with all the wars and all the rumors of war, what's with all things, all the turmoil that's going on around the world. It's just... The reapers are taking the bun and tying them in then bundles and burning them, and at the same time the Lord is collecting his elect out from his people. He's collecting them and he's bringing them into the grain, into the bar. And what we've been doing here for the last 40 years, we found out what the real thing is. It's the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, exactly what we've been saying here forever and a day. This will be eternal life. That's part of the continuation from the truth keeps marching on from what Jesus sowed back when he was here. This will be eternal life that they believe of them whom I will send. And we keep saying it over and over again because we have to repeat it. We're fighting a fight where every devil in hell is on our case trying to plug everything up and confuse everything and everything we're saying, make it look out to be a lie, and in the meantime, he can go and do it to keep plugging us, keep shutting us down. But see, we know what we got. We know we got the truth. And Jesus said, this will be eternal life, that they believe of them of my will. He sent these seven angels, and we're right now in the seventh church age, of Laodicea. It's the church age of Laodicea. And he sent an angel, and that angel linked up with Brother Branham, and then when he goes up, he's Brother Jack. And all we're doing now, we're just holding on to the fort. Just keeping everything alive here now, and this is that final chapter for the human race, the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. See, we got something we're talking about. We got something we're fighting for. I looked at that Dave Waldner. I used to go there to a church, and I've been over his issues and all that. He was doing his own thing like everybody else out there. They want to do their own thing. They all want to make a name for themselves. They have not come to that place where they would say, Lord, thy will be done. Use us for your glory. Do with us as you see fit. Because he has his own idea. He has his own opinion and nothing else matters. Just his own thing, and what did he do? He goes into the all Robert structure. He does that one thing about Brother Brennan. I tried to work overtime to introduce him to the message of the day, and now we're living the message of Brother Brennan. And like I keep saying, he fought it vehemently. He opposed me every step of the way, and I could not give him this gold mine. I wanted more than anything to give him this gold mine. But see, if he don't, it's not for me to give. It's up to the Lord to give it to somebody. And when you meet the conditions, if you're willing to put your life on the line, if you're willing to lose everything, then God would have given him that here truth, that thing that you and I have. That's what it's just a waste of time. He'll end up, at the end of it, he's got nothing, neither do the people that he taught. They absolutely nothing but wood, hay, and stubble, and ain't going to go anywhere. The things that you and I did, they're solid, their foundation is built on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord, for the fact, Lord, that you found us worthy to continue on with the program where it was left off and Brother Jackson left the scene. You were looking around for somebody that you could trust, somebody that's faithful and true. Who's that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has found faithful to continue on with the program, to deliver the meat in due season, Lord? We're just so grateful, Lord, that we made ourselves available. Even to this day, Lord, we just have to repeat over and over again, use us for your honor and for your glory, especially here in these closing days of time where everything is so confused and there's nothing left in this world except everybody wants to do their own thing, wants to start up their own ministry, but we don't have nothing, Lord. We're just solely dependent on to be able to be guided by that of your eyes, Lord. We just pray for a beating heart, Lord, that will be soft before you, that you can lead and guide us by that of your spirit, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, because we're fighting a war, a spiritual war, Lord, where the enemy, he's working overtime to try to shut us down, and we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, with spiritual powers in the heavenly realm, Lord. We just pray, come against them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. We just pray you'll open up the hearts of the people, and Lord, I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
There's a lot of donkeys out there parading their stuff, doing their stuff, and selling their wares and making a name for themselves, but that's not where it's at. It's always been that Jesus set us the stage. He said, as my Father gave me my kingdom, that's the way I'm going to see to it that you get your kingdom. But it's going to have to be exactly what you're going to thy will be done. He could not have a kingdom if you not have said to his heavenly Father, thy will be done. Now, all the 3.5 years of his life, it was a heavenly Father. He made himself available to his heavenly Father. He went out to the wilderness. He fasted for 40 days. And then he went on his ministry. And everywhere he went, for 3.5 years, thy will be done, till finally ended up at the Garden of Gethsemane, and he fought that battle there, finally said, thy will be done, let this cup pass, but if it won't pass, I'll drink it. And he went to Calvary, because thy will be done. He was doing the Father's will. That's an example that you and I, we find it in Scripture. We got to do the same thing. I got to give up my own ideas, and my own ambitions and everything. And I see, find out what the Lord asked from me, and what did the Lord did for you and I. He brought us to the ministry of Brother Jackson in the 20th century. And that's all that's left. And then he took him off the seat, and he gave you and I the mandate to do this very thing that we're doing here. And there's nothing I would rather do. But see, not now, it's too late to put the seed in. It's harvest time. And there's no use trying to go out there and trying to witness to people, because they've already had the opportunity. So it's just more or less binding of the bundles. And,
that's right.
And anybody that has not done that, has not sought nothing up till now, is just going to have to reap what he's sown. Like, you see, he talked about that funeral. These people didn't sow nothing spiritually. There's absolutely nothing there to glean on. Nothing that nobody we could talk to, because they have not sought nothing. They have not sought nothing spiritual. It was just materialist, just want to be in the high society. It's the same with these other All they wanted to keep on that Hutterite thing going, which is nothing but it's nothing but satanic. That Hutterite thing is just that's it.
That's right. So when you go over that parable of the good sower, like Jesus is the good sower, and he planted seed, and he planted good seed in order to bear fruit. And then the enemy came and sowed his tares. And you can see down through the grace age how it all transpired. Like when you go to the hour of Constantine, that mustard seed that grew, that's Christianity. It spread throughout the region. And then Constantine came along and he started implementing that Christianity with paganism, and everybody now was able to lodge in that tree of Christianity. Everybody could claim they're a Christian. See, that's all the tares. That's the result of those tares growing together. I see Christianity starting to be accepted, and then you come into the Dark Ages, and then God pulled the church out of the Dark Ages, and then with the Reformation, and then with John Wesley continued with sanctification, and then here in the Laodicea hour, that's the end of the age here now. You're coming to the completion of that gospel, those parables. And then when Jesus said, like, if you continue down in verse 38, it says, the field is the world, and the good seed are the people of the kingdom. That's the real Christian. The weeds are the people of the evil one. You can see down to time how those two have grown together. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. As the weeds are collected and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. And that's what you see going on with the all those tent meetings. That was the last call for the gospel when those in the 60s. And then when America rejected the prophet, Brother Brenham, that's when that charismatic spirit was able to go out and deceive people. And the end of the age, all this was doing was actually collecting them and binding them into bundles. Mm-hmm. And all those denomination churches. And it eventually, it says here, so they will be collected and burned with fire. And see, it will be judged. It's going to come into judgment, all these churches out there, because those are the ones that will be come into judgment, like Jesus said. They will, the Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather from his kingdom everything that causes sin, as well as all lawbreakers. And they will throw them into the fiery furnace where will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's really, they're going to be end up in hell. Because where else will you be thrown into the fiery furnace? That church out system is part of Babylon, so it's going to be judged, and it's going to be thrown into that fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's down in hell, where when those bundles are going to be burned up.
Yeah, these false religions. I think it's false. Like, we've been seeing it over and over again and again, because we're fighting the forces of deception, the forces of darkness, and everything that you and I say, Satan is right there to make it irrelevant, to try to plug that truth that we're trying to put out there, because we pay the hefty price to bring this truth, because the Lord took us through this schooling. Now we got something to sit, talk about. Now we're telling everything exactly the way, via the scripture. We're living in the 70th week of Daniel, and Babylon, that's that whole religious infrastructure, it's all coming down, and it's all going into judgment. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that will sustain is the message of truth, the very thing that Brother Brenham taught, and the very thing that Brother Jackson brought. And all you and I are doing, we're just holding on to the things that have been firmly established, Anything outside of that will take you out to hell. That old Hutterite infrastructure. I know it's hard to believe. All these fancy houses, all these fancy buildings, all that. And you look at it, oh, it can't be that they're going to be demolished. Well, the Bible says so. Babylon is coming down. That's all the product of that Babylon, that infrastructure, materialism. Materialism has blinded the eyes, that they sold out to materialism, and the Lord had to go, and then he was terminated from their midst. I remember back in the early 90s, there was still time to get your act together, and I introduce him to the message that really mattered, to the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. Mm-hmm. If they would have only have taken, back then there was still time to do something about it. There was still time to sow. If they would have done like you and I did, when we heard about the prophet, we embraced it with a passion. Now we've got something to talk about. We've got something to show to people. But if they would have done it back in the day, these leaders, I told them, God sent the prophet, and that baptism that you have is of the devil. And if they would have only at least looked at it, mm-hmm. they didn't even as much as take a look at it. Mm-hmm. See, when we heard about it, we did, but to me it was a pile of jargon. I didn't believe it at first, but I told the people, well, I'll look at it, I'll pray about it, and if it's true, I'll believe it. And then that's what they should have done, but see, they didn't. And now, after 40 years, all that waste of time, they could have done something, and all that Hutterite infrastructure would have known exactly what you and I know. They would have had an opportunity to make a decision, but here they plugged the hole, you know, like mm-hmm. like they did back when in the days of Isaac. They came and plugged his well so the cattle couldn't drink anything. It's the same thing. These Hutterite preachers, these zealots, and these scribes, and these Pharisees, modern day scribes and modern day Pharisees, they had no greater pleasure in trying to shut everything out that I said. And you know, they're going to have to suffer the consequence. The time is over now. There's only one direction for them to take their masses out to hell and that. And we're still just trying to, whosoever will ever come. That's the grace and the mercy of the Almighty God. After He know what they back then, what these zealots are going to do, that they'll plug every hole. But now He's bypassing them, and He's telling them, whosoever will, let them come and partake of the waters of life. Let him that is a thirst, if there's a hunger and a thirst in your spirit and your soul for truth and for reality, all you got to do is believe it. Just because these leaders and these zealots have led you down the garden path out to hell and destruction, you don't have to accept their thing. You just accept the truth for your day, and you're going to have the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I don't know how God does it, but I don't know. I can trust His word. That's the mission. That's the mandate that He's given you now, to tell the people the invitation to the marriage supper. Everything else is gone. The time to ever be part of the bride of Christ is gone. The only thing that's left here to get out of this hell that's coming is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And you and I are the only two people that are promoting that, that are pushing that, because we know exactly where the hour of time we're living in. We're just living two years from shutting down of all things, where Satan will be no more, and then the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Back in the way, back before the foundation of the world, God sat down and He made Himself a blueprint. We just happened by the grace of God to tap in to what happens here in the church age of Laodicea. Anything outside of that, you can go and you start up your own program, but it's not going to be a Mount of Olympus. It's going to be an unfruitful garden. It's going to be like you, let's say you put your garden with thorns and thistle, that's all you're going to have to reap. See, we're reaping, we're sowing something that's solid, something that has been established before the foundation of the world. It's just that simple. Mm.
Like a lot of people, they're offended at Jesus, like we were saying in that funeral. They didn't want to offend anybody, so they didn't mention the name of Jesus. They just talked about love and this and that and the other. But it says in Matthew or in Luke 12:8, Whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. And that's very sad that people are so scared to confess the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Jesus, at the end, he's not going to confess these people before his heavenly Father and the angels. And these people go down the road of life, and these churches out there, that's what they produce. That's what it's come down to. Like this Christianity that's out there today, that's not really confessing the Lord Jesus Christ. That's confessing a charismatic movement. It's not true. It's not real. And the end of the day, you're going to see that's what they're going to reap. And just like you see when people are not sober and vigilant, and you can see it in North America, what has happened to Christianity is because it became lukewarm, and now communism can come in and do whatever they want, and the immigrants come in because people have let their guards down, and they're no more confessing the Lord Jesus Christ, and all these other trash can come into the country, and then you can see what's going on, and it deteriorates and deteriorates more and more as time goes by. At the end, and nobody's going to have anything. It's because they've let down their guards and let all this deception just take over.
Amen to that. See, everything is driven by the Spirit. It's either the Spirit of the living God, or it's the Spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. Everything in between, there's no in between. You're either going to follow that modern so-called Christianity, charismatic Christianity, that amounts to nothing, or you're going to follow the truth for the day. The truth for the day, God sent the prophet. And the minute you promote that, tell people about God sent the prophet, and the minute you tell them what God sent on the prophet, you're going to be persecuted.
Right.
You're going to be put out of the synagogue. Just exactly what I did. I set an example there. I told where it's at, and of course, you got till sundown to get out of here. You did put you out of the synagogue. It's the same devil, the same spirit. Only he's got a little bit of different set of clothes and a little bit of different front. But at the end of the day, it's these religious zealots, these religions, that's what crucified the Lord of Glory.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing here today. These preachers, they could not wait to put this thing out and to put me in the house and to make. Now they're making sure nobody is allowed to listen to what you and I have to say. But one of these days, God's going to take the rapture out, and they'll find out they missed it, and they allow their people to go down to hell to death with them, because they refuse to accept the truth for their day, and that's all you and I are doing. We're not promoting our own thing. We're just telling people the things that have been firmly established from before the foundation of the world. And like I keep saying, God has found you and I faithful. We've lost everything. He's found us faithful to deliver this meat that do see, to tell a lost and dying world what's going on out there. There's a lot of voices. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of religions out there. But they don't amount to hell of beans. At the end of the day, it's going to be nothing but wood, hay, and stubble. And the people that support them, they're just going to end up suffering loss. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
All we're trying to do, we're trying to keep it alive. We're trying our level best to make sure that everybody knows what we're talking about. And believe you me, when we were in there at that funeral, it's just our press. They all do what we're, maybe not all of them, but my cause, they all know what I'm standing up for.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what I believe, but they didn't. They didn't want to touch it. They felt offended probably even that I was even there, because we're not on the same page with all they're interested in to live in this rich and this wealthy, this high society group. But the same with the colony people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in touch with them. We're not on the same page with them. Yeah, they try to be nice when they see us, but they're heading down a path of destruction. And they don't even know what they think that other right thing is it. But it's not. It's of the devil. And Babylon is falling, is falling, is falling. Everything that's of the devil, everything is of that religious infrastructure, it's going to do exactly what the Bible says. It's going to be destroyed right down here in the week of Daniel. And the only thing that's going to be left is the Word of God. Just mm-hmm. that simple.
Yeah, people, like, to people, it doesn't look real, the day of the Lord. And what is that, actually, the day of the Lord? The day of the Lord is actually, it's really the sixth seal. And in the sixth seal is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he's going to smite the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's going to happen. Like, it's in the scripture, like the Noah, the flood. God told Noah there's going to come a flood, and the flood came. We have the Word of God, and that Word of God lets us know that there is a day of the Lord coming where he is going to go against the wicked, and that's going to happen. And it looks so almost looks like because of that spirit, that charismatic spirit out there in the Laodicea, everything is lukewarm. It almost looks like a fairy tale. But it's going to come. It's going to happen. The day of the Lord is going to happen, because this planet, this it has to be cleaned up before these people can go into the millennium. And there's going to be people that will lose their lives for... They'll give their lives, and they're going to end up in the sea of glass. These things are all scriptural, and it's going to happen. It will come to pass. But the wicked, they will be burned up, and that's why it says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why? Because they will realize they have missed it. They have trodden down the things of God underfoot, and they decided to go and do their own thing, and that's all going to be burned up. It's going to be destroyed. It's all part of the actions of Babylon. Like the way those Hutterites make a preacher, that's the same way these popes operated, and that's mm-hmm. part of that Babylonian structure. It's just that simple.
Amen to that. We're just trying to keep a little thing that's alive here, so people can have a hunger and a thirst, because they've been duped, they've been deceived by that charismatic mm-hmm. spirit, by that Hutterite preacher thing. Trying to snuff everything out where it said. But see, at the end of the day, it's going to be, that's the final chapter, is right here. And you're going to find out what we're seeing is 100% the truth. There is coming a day, and Babylon, that's that whole, keep repeating it, whole religious infrastructure, everything that is not of God is going to be destroyed, and then Jesus will come, he'll set up his kingdom. But before that, there's going to be a day of the Lord. The planet will rock to and fro like a drunk man, and the people, they'll be laying around like it says, they'll be neither buried or lamented, or they'll just be like by the mass, they'll just die, and they'll lay around like. The whole country will be mm-hmm. full of dead people, because they have rejected the Lord of glory. This whole thing, this whole gospel message is all about all the what's been going on the last 2,000 years. The Lord sent out gospel preachers after preachers, and trying to tell people where it's at. But what did they do? They shut them down. America rejected the prophet. The Hutterites rejected me when I told them about the truth of the day. And they're going to have to suffer the consequences. That's all we're doing. We're telling people the truth. And we, our Lord has sent you and I out to do this very thing here. And what I keep saying, the devil, he can't wait to plug up the hole to make you and I irrelevant. But see, we're just keeping on. We just keep on going. Nothing can stop us, because we've already lost everything, so we have nothing more to lose. Mm-hmm. Once you lost everything, you don't have nothing more to lose. You don't really care what they do to you. You just keep on telling them the truth. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we know that fan is in the hand of Jesus, and it's been purging the floor, and it's been thoroughly purging it from all wickedness and all things that offend. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you'll help us. Give us the grace to continue on with you, Lord, and to be found faithful to everything you've done for us and everything you've shown us, and help it to portray it to people what has all been going on, Lord. And so they can too prepare themselves for your coming. We just give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.